Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chief Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind, and some beautiful people. Yes, yes, beautiful people. Oh, we wish you was here to join us. Yes, and we so glad to be with you, you and you today. Yes, yes, yes. Those of you that listen on a continual basis, we're so happy for you today. We send you lots of love and hugs today. Yes, and we are praying for you as you pray for us. And we thank you for your prayers. Yes, every one of your prayers we thank you for today. We have a few people to pray for today. Yes, we do. And you got to get your prayer in too now. You call 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Call us while we're on the air and let us know. Praise God. If you're enjoying the program or something you would like for us to talk about, we'll try to accommodate you. Yes, we would. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Glory to God. We're waiting for you to call now. Just give us a praise report of what God has already done for you, huh? And what you expect him to do, too. Now, we're waiting for you to call at 347-857-3925. Come on, call now. Come on. Come on. We're waiting for you and you. Okay? Amen. We want to pray for Ogle Eugene, who has cancer in the lungs and bones. Lord, we ask you to touch Ogle right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, have mercy today, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And God, we ask you that there's so many that have been burdened down with the cancer, Lord, all kinds of different parts of the body. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch and deliver them right now, the men, the women, Lord, the children. God, touch them right now. Lord, we take authority over that spirit of cancer right now in Jesus' name and cast it into the depths of the sea right now, where it'll never come back anymore in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We're praying today for Jaquan. Mm-hmm. Amen. We're praying for them. Tim, is it him? Wow. We're praying for her today. She's trying to get her scholarship, school scholarship today. She's going to get it. Father God, in Jesus' name, touch Jaquan right now in the name of Jesus, God. Let nothing hinder her progress in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Elaine today, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, she needs your help. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Touch her husband also, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Make that home a chapel of praise today, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch Miss D. Her daughter ran away from home. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, there's so many children running away from home for various reasons, Father God. Something is driving them to do some ungodly things. Father, in Jesus' name, touch our young people today, God. Touch them right now, wherever they are, who is disgruntled, Lord, and who's bored, and whatever ask they may come to be. Father, in Jesus' name, we cancel that assignment on our children today, no matter what age they are. Father, in Jesus' name, some are committing heinous crimes. Father, in Jesus' name, touch our young people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, have mercy. Have mercy right now, Lord. Lord, continue to touch Etta Stevens. Continue to touch her, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. Touch her shingles, Lord. Cancel that assignment, Lord. Father God, we thank you for Bobby Lawrence coming through this operation, Father. Father God, give him a speedy recovery. While you giving him recovery, save his soul, Father. Make him every widow in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it today, God. Father, we thank you for touching, God, Mary, God. We thank you, Lord, for touching Michael Whitted Jr. Lord, we thank you for touching him. Thank you for touching Topper, Lord. We thank you for touching these young people, God. David Neverson and Michael Simpson. We thank you for touching these young men, God. Oh, God, have mercy on their souls today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on your children, on all the children, Lord. Have mercy on the grandchildren, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we know that you can, Lord. You can, Lord. Let your will be done in this area, God. Touching these young people, Lord. We don't know what spirit is attacking them, Lord. So we bind that spirit that is attacking our young people today, Father, in Jesus' name. Have mercy right now, Lord. If your children need some prayer, you can call in at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Call us and let us know. And we'll be praying for your children too, okay? And just call. Put your finger in there and call right now. We looking for that call now. Yes, I am. I'm looking for that call. Waiting just for you. And because you know your child needs some prayer too. All our children need prayer. Yes, children, grandchildren. My. The enemy is loose to destroy them in whatever way, to incarcerate them and all of this. You know we need help. We need help, people. We need to pray one for another. We need to hold one another up, because if it ain't come to your house, it'll be there somehow, some way, in some kind of way it will come to your house too, and you're going to need help. Yes, you're going to need help. Don't say you ain't going to need no help. Oh, I can do it myself. You can't do it yourself, because God told us to pray one for another, and everyone holding up the other one. You see, that's what we are to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, you know, we thank God we have Deacon Mike here today with I'm just saying, you know, we thank God that he's here today, yes. And, of course, we have our own engineer here, Miss Lo, yes. Our dear sister Lo here today, yes, yes, yes. I mean, thank God. hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, the Lord, to touch them too. You know, they may have something. We don't know what they may have to say today. Isn't that something? My. You know what, though? But I don't want to forget the pastors. Oh, Lord, we send the word to the pastors, those that are sick, going through financial battle, going through with their children, their wife, or whoever they're going through. And, you know, as they call it, challenge. You know, they have all these challenges at this time. We ask God to touch them right now. Lord, stop by wherever they are, Lord, and touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right, here's a word for the day, a short word we have. He only is hopeless who has ceased to hope. He only is hopeless who has ceased to hope. Hold on to your hope today, all right? Hold on. I promise we get tired quick, and we want to let go so quick, you know? We let go of what God is trying to accomplish in our life, do for us, and before God can finish with us, we done let it go and threw in the towel and everything else. Ain't that right? Mm-hmm. Well, praise God. I don't want you to lose hope today, praise God. I want you to hold on. Are you holding on? Hold on tight now. I know. You ever seen somebody hold on something so tight to the knuckles turn white, they say? My. Hallelujah. All right, let's start here today. We're going to start with Isaiah 55:8. We're going to start with the 8th verse, but we may go a little further, okay? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and return not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Look what he said now. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. My. What are we going to talk about today? Stop trying to second-guess God. That's what we're going to talk about today. Now, he's telling you your thoughts are not his thoughts. Because we think crazy thoughts, human thoughts, you know, fleshly thoughts. That's what we do. Isn't that right? You know that's what you do. You try to make like you think spiritual thoughts. You don't think no spiritual thoughts all the time. Don't nobody think no spiritual thoughts, or half the time they don't think about them. They're thinking the natural. You ever hear that person say, well, if the Lord say so, when they don't want to do nothing? They say, if the Lord say so, you know I have to wait on the Lord. How long you going to wait? And you know what? Somebody said wait broke the wagon down, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Amen. But we always be trying to second guess God and use our little cliches, you know, to try to please the person who's asking something of you. If you are supposed to do something and you don't feel like you want to do it, you say, well, it wasn't the Lord's will. Well, let me say this. A lot of times it's the Lord's will, but you don't know it's his will. And I can relate a story. I was preaching at a church, and the Lord told me to tell the minister to a man there. It's bad. You know, it's hard to minister to preachers, you know, because they always trying to block you, and they don't want to be ministered to, you know, because they know everything. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, they're always trying to second-guess God. And I began to minister to this particular man who was a preacher, and I really didn't know him. I never met him before. It was my first time seeing him. And I told him what God had said, you know, for me to tell him. In the first place, it was, do he want another child? And I say, well, I thought it was odd myself, you know, because I don't know if he had any. I ain't know if he had 10, 20 children. I ain't know what he had. So he say, well, if this the Lord's will, you know, and he got real snappy. I said, well, sir, God know more about it than I do, and I don't know you, and I never seen you before. I said, but I'm just telling you what he said to you. I said, now you can take it for what it's worth or go on about your business. And I left him alone. And his wife come up to me later and told me, Lord Hammer, she said, you know, I've been praying because I don't want another baby. I got a whole bunch of them, and I'm just in my 20s, and I keep having them. And he don't want me to do nothing to, you know, not to. So God was concerned. See, she was praying, but it laid up on him. Do you see what I'm saying? God was letting him as the man to make a decision, but he did not see the fact that it was harming his wife because she had a whole bunch of little babies, one behind another, and she was young. She was a very young young lady, and she was getting. She said she was going crazy, and they driving her crazy. She don't know what to do with them, you know. And, you know, when they get like that, a person could harm the child, you see. Not really wanting to, but their mental state will cause them to, you see. Now, she was praying, and God, and the man, he was just not thinking, wasn't listening. And God was trying to do something there. He wanted to do something there in their midst. Now, I don't know what happened later on. I just left it alone. But, see, you never know what God is trying to do in your life, and you always go up there trying to second-guess God. Instead of asking God, what is he saying to you, what, you know, should he do or what should I do in those matters, instead of how my, well, you know, if it's the Lord will, the Lord is in control of that. Yes, he's in control of that, but he's leaving the decision to you. You see, you have a decision to make. And sometimes God does things like that. I'm not saying he always do that, but sometimes he does things like that for the benefit of somebody that concerned. You see what I'm saying? He could have done something for her, made her change, and give her more strength because evidently she had nobody to talk to. And she was a weak with all that. You know, children would drive you crazy. The whole 4x4 little teeny ones, one step by step, drive you crazy. One will do it too, you know. And so, you know, we have these problems going on, challenges as you call them. But still in all, we always want to second guess God, huh? Now, is you doing that today? Are you second guessing God? Mm-hmm. Now, what you believe to be God's will, is that what you're doing, second guessing, huh? Things that aren't working out like you want them to work, and so you trying to, you know, say, well, I think God ought to do it this way. This ought to be done. No, God has a different perspective of things than you do because he don't think like we do. I'm glad about that, ain't you? Huh? I am glad God don't think like me because sometimes it's crazy what I think about. Now, it's okay to question him, but not to doubt him. Okay, and second guess him. God don't want you doing that, all right? Now, in the word he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, huh? So think about that, huh? I can't put God in my class. And most people do that today. Most saints do that today. They want God to come down to their level. Huh? Now, when you find yourself doing that, start thinking. Say, now he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are my ways your ways. Now, think about that. You need to think about that when you try to bring God down to your level, think your level of thinking. He's supposed to do it your way too, right? Mm-hmm. That's the way we do. You listen to people. I'm not talking off my head. I listen to people and I hear people. And I say, well, God, do they believe you or what is this? And I come to mind, I say, oh, they trying to bring God down to their level. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, God, today, you know, I think that you ought to do it this way. like God is their, what you call it, a bellhop or something, you know. So we cannot bring God to that level because he is supreme. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Now, even your ways. Now, how's your ways, huh? We want everybody, including God, to succumb to our ways. Do it our way, right? Well, I found out the hard way, it ain't going to happen, okay? It's not going to happen. We're going to have to do it God's ways or else. And stop all this here doubting and trying to make God like man, and he is not, huh? Now, I want you to go to Exodus, the 5th chapter, right quick. I think I got it already marked here. Exodus, the 5th chapter. The 5th chapter. Now, look what Moses did. Listen to what Moses did. Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, therefore hast thou so evil entreat this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he had done evil to this people. Neither has thou delivered thy people at all. He started complaining. Huh? Moses started complaining. Now, God done already gave him instructions. He told him where to go, what to do. But what happened? He didn't see the results that he wanted, that he expected. Now, that means he trying to bring God to his level. You see what I'm saying? Because he expected God to do it when he said and how he said. Oh, you see how you do it now? Now, he done lived this long, okay, and God sent him to Pharaoh, all right, and everything. But now Pharaoh ain't moved. Pharaoh did the opposite. He put more of a burden on the people. He said, I'll fix you. Since you want to go, I'm going to give you more work, and you're going to do it. You're going to do it the way I want it without any straws, any bricks. You ain't gonna do. You have to make it out of straw. That's where it was. You see what I'm saying? Now, you ain't never seen nobody make no bricks out of no straw, have you? Well, they had to come up with something. And here Moses was feeling bad. Now he's discouraged because he expected God to do something, what he said. Well, now God is going to do what he's going to say. And I tell you, you and you, God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do, but in his time. Huh? So don't try to force him to do something that he does not have in his plan to do for you. He told you he know his expected end that he have for you, did he not? Didn't he tell you that? All right, so he has something that he already planned for you, and it be in your best interest. You see what I'm saying? It's in your best interest. We oftentimes don't see that, do we? Now, Moses didn't understand the results of his disobedience either, did he? Because God didn't tell him exactly how things would turn out, and he's not going to tell us exactly how things going to turn out. He tell you to go, and he just get your hind parts on there and go. That's all you got to do, and stop trying to, maybe God said this way. Maybe ask God. You know, I found out something that sometimes people don't want to think. And I have been in that position myself, not wanting to think. But I had learned that, listen, my thoughts ain't going to be like God's thoughts anyway. So just forget my stuff and go on and let God tell me what it is. And if he don't, just wait till he do. You see what I'm saying? Just wait and stop being frustrated, because in our frustration, it have little to do with what God wants to do for us or don't do for us. We just frustrated for nothing. You know, we just losing energy. That's all we doing, losing energy when we get frustrated. And you know how you feel. You're so tired after you get frustrated, don't you? And somebody frustrates you, you are tired, aren't you? You know you are. Come on, tell the truth and shame the devil. Now, that's what you got to do. But God has a time for to do everything in this world, for you, for us, for anybody else. But we got to think about what it is, huh? What does God want to do? But we do what? A lot of assumption. I assumed that God was going to do this. And Moses was at that point. He's assuming that God's going to deliver the people because you told me to come up here and go to Pharaoh. I did that. I said to Pharaoh what you told me to. But Pharaoh still ain't let the people go. Huh? Now, are you going to forget what God told you? Are you going to forget it? Now, he told you he was going to deliver them, but you've got to allow him to do it in his time and the way he wants to do it so that there was no harm come to you. You see what I'm saying? In the process, you won't be harmed, okay? And you'll see that the results are God's, not yours. See, our thing is we want the accolades. We want the praise. We want people to look at us and talk about we good this and we that and we all. We want that. But God wants the praise. And he ain't going to let nobody else take his praise. Do you understand that? He's not letting anybody else take his praise. So don't you just assume that God is going to do it when you want it and the way you want it. Don't try to analyze God. You know, have you ever seen people try to analyze God? Isn't that cute? Huh? They just be fighting a losing battle. That's all. Well, he's not alive. God's not real. And all they come up with, all these different kind of things, summations that they came up with, and analyzing him and trying to second guess him. And, oh, my God, it's just heartening to see how they wasted so much time and energy. Makes me tired thinking about him. You know what I'm saying? I just get tired thinking about him. But see, God always got an end for you that trust him. He got a good end for you if you stand fast in him. This is all I'm wanting to tell you today. You got to stand fast in the liberty that has set you free. God has set you free. Stop letting people bound you back up. Stop letting him tie you in knots of your belief. Well, I don't see why you trying to believe that, because God ain't real. You tell me, well, your God may not be real, but mine is. You know, because I'm going to keep on trusting him. And every time you look around when people begin to believe God, somebody come up with a new theory. They surmise that this is what God is all about. And then you got another person over here, agnostic over here, talking about, I will give you $1 million if you can prove that God is real. Well, let's first prove one thing. You ain't got no mind, because you want me to second guess God. You want me to put God in your level of thinking. Now, you already know what you think God is, but you want me to make a fool of myself trying to, what, challenge you. Does that make sense? No, it don't make sense at all. So you stop trying to analyze who God is. Let God be who he is. He is God, the Almighty, the Awesome, you know, the Prince of Peace and the Wonderful Counselor he is. You hear me? Oh, my God, and he is the Sweet Rose of Sharon. Yes, he is. Glory be to God and a whole lot of other things. He is the Mighty God, Jehovah Jireh. Oh, we could just go on and on talking about how awesome our God is. I know he's awesome. I believe he's awesome, and I ain't going to let nobody take that away from me. He's still an awesome God. He's still the Mighty God. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. And so stop trying to second guess God, okay? Ah, yes, we have someone on. We have a call on the air. You on the air? Hello? Hello? Praise the Lord. Well, we must have lost that call. We had a call in from St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands. We had a call from there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have these things going on today with people second-guessing God, but not knowing that, you know, you can't think outthink God. You can't outdo him, can't outgive him. You know, you can't outbless him. My God, you need to try God because you evidently don't know who God is. You have never tried him. You haven't been in a pinch where you needed God to bring deliverance. Hallelujah. To bring deliverance in your life and see him deliver you. Glory be to God. You haven't stood on the word of God. You hear the word, but you won't believe the word so that you can be the word and so that you can do the word. You don't be there, you see. So it's time for you to stop looking back into emptiness. Look forward to the future of what God is giving you. And he's already prepared you a destiny. And it'll be a destiny that you couldn't even imagine yourself. Do you hear what I'm saying? You can't even imagine what God have. He said when you open up the windows of heaven, he's going to pull you out a blessing you won't have room to receive. You can't even imagine what he has for you. You can't measure it. You can't put it in no box. You don't have the right size box to accommodate your blessing. You see what I'm saying? You need to get off of you, thinking you are it. You the bomb. You're the everything. You know, I'm the what God has put out here to get the job done. Well, you and a whole lot of others got to get the job done. But we need to really work together in this whole thing that God has given us. We need to work together, because not working together, my good, he told you no man is an island in the first place. So why you want to try to do it by yourself? See, second-guessing God, that's what you're doing. And what else you doing, trying to prove that you know all about it. I don't know everything. I need somebody else. I'll go ask somebody else, too, if they give me a chance. I'll ask them about this, that, or the other. You know, if I want to know something, I figure this here. Go to the horse and ask him. You know, don't be sitting out there trying to second-guess somebody. And if you want to know what God wants for you, start asking him. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's yet near. And I believe he is going to answer you. And you know what? He hastens to answer you too. Yes. And after he do that, he performs that which he said. Did we not read it? He will do what he say he will do. But if you don't believe him, how you expect him to do anything? Come on, think about it. Be real here now. Come on, help me out here. Be real. Because Jesus is waiting for who? He waiting for you. He's just waiting for you. That's who he's waiting for. Not just me. He's waiting for you. Okay? You got a job to do. Don't put it all on me. I can't do it all. Come on, think about it now. You didn't know that, did you? He's waiting for you too. Now, what did he say in Isaiah 55:11? He said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Where he sent his word to, it's going to accomplish everything that he sent it to do. My, isn't that a wonderful promise? Tell me now, don't you like a good promise like that? I know you do. My, listen, this is what he told Peter now. In the 13th chapter of St. John, Jesus answered, said unto him, what I do, thou knowest not now, but if thou shall know hereafter, thou shalt know it hereafter. In other words, what he's telling you, now just because you don't know now, he called you. He told you, go. You don't know what's going on, but he'll tell you after a while. That's all he's trying to say. He's going to let you know when it's time. That's all. He's going to let you know when it's time. So what you got to do? Trust God and stop trying to second guess him. Hmm? Stop trying to second. And you know we got another habit of, we always want the past to come up here into the now. We want the past. Oh, you know, the good old past. It was a good old past. But you notice you put in there the old past. The old thing is past. P-A-S-T. Past, not present, okay? It's past. So let it stay past and let's see what the future holds and the present will have for you, because the present can be beautiful, but you just got to open the package. Do you understand? You got to open the vision. You got to open it and allow the vision to do what? Take control of the atmosphere. Take control of your life. Take control of everything that you need in life. To do what? Make it and succeed. Do you get the picture here today? So, you got a job to do. All you got to do is do what he say do. Don't worry about nobody else. Don't let them take you off track. You hear what I'm saying? Don't let them pull you off track, or the devil will take you off track every time. Today, there's so much distractions going on. I mean, the saints are so distractive and distracted, they cannot see for looking. They looking, but they don't see. Do you hear? That's why the Bible says you got eyes to see and you see not, and ears to hear and you hear not. You see, you can't even hear. Uh-huh. Because of what? We are being distracted by so much stuff, the news media, and things happening in the media, things happening in the earth, in the world, in the weather, and it just, it's just a turmoil, and we are being distracted from Jesus. Huh? That's the bottom line, is we're forgetting to preach Jesus now because we are being so distracted by the devil and his stuff. Huh? All you do is put him behind you. Say, get behind me, Satan. Put him back there and leave him back there. Don't reach back and pick up nothing. Huh? You know you lived in sin before and you lived a shabby life. Don't reach back and pick up nothing from that shabby life. Do you hear me today? Because there are better days ahead. Things get better right about now. Oh, this is the time to reach up and touch the Lord. It's to reach up and bring him closer to your heart. This is the time to do that. Smell that sweet Savior. Don't it smell good? Lord, how mercy. Smells so good and sweet. It's like honey from a honeycomb. Lord, how mercy. He says, that's why he said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. All you got to do is just taste it. Oh, my. Glory be to God. You know I'm going on and let Deacon Michael.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, we thank Apostle for that wonderful word at the moment, but you know, we have to do our jobs and do these things that the Lord has asked us, and we have to honor the promises that God gave us. Now, you know, all of us, at one time or another, God has delivered us from certain things, and certain things we did. You know, so God has delivered us from these things. So do you think that that's a promise that he gave to you, that he delivered you from these things? You know, we got to understand, but we have to move up in our lives and stop looking at the past. Now, I know somebody used to always say, is always talk about the good old days, that they wish they was back in the good old days and all of that. It's just what it was, the good old days. You know, when you look at it that way. But you know, you can't live in the past. You can learn from the past, but you can't live in the past. You know, we have to learn it from the past. We have to learn from our past mistakes also. that we need that these past mistakes contribute to our future. And if we don't learn from our past mistakes, how are we going to contribute to our future? You know, because of the fact of the matter is, I know all of us wasn't saved all our lives. We wasn't born saved, so we can just forget that, you know. But the thing about it is this. Once we came under the umbrella of God, once we came into the light, all that past is gone. It's supposed to be erased. We're supposed to be forgiving of all of these things in the past. Now, let's move to the future. Where are you going now in the Lord? What are we going to attempt to become in the Lord? You know, because all of us have different destinies in the Lord that the Lord has designed for us to become and to do in the Lord. You know, some of us are in different jobs or different things in the church that the Lord has assigned us to do. Now, the thing about it is we may not, as our flesh say, doesn't want that. But what does God want us to do? You see, and this is the thing that we got to get a grip on and a hold of. What does God want us to do? What do we have in us? See, God see us better than we see ourselves.
Okay.
So why do we fight this?
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of people fight it. You know, I did it myself. I fought it until you have to say, God, you know, I'm yours now. I can't fight no more. My arms are too short. My fist too small. I can't do it no more. And my heart can't take it no more. You know, you be sick and tired of being tired, because what's fueling you is the past. Let's not use the past to do these things. Let's look at our future. Let's look at what God has in store for us. Where do you want to be? How far do you want to be? You know, that's like a person jumping from church to church. What are they looking for? 9 times out of 10, the first church they went to was the one they should have been to, because that was there for them and the word come. Now, something might have been said that you didn't like. Something might have been said that didn't agree with you because they talked about the past that you didn't like, because you want to hold on to it. You can't hold on to the past because the world still turns. The past still goes. The future always is minute by minute. Because 1 minute passes you by, that's the past. The next minute is the future. We can't hold on to that past minute. We got to keep going. Everything keeps moving. Everything keeps moving forward. Time keeps moving forward. We can't hold on to time. Time is still moving, and God has it that way. You know, if we need to understand that the time sometimes is precious, then we need to understand that the time is short also. Don't you understand how fast these days are moving? How fast the months are moving? You know, we need to understand that God is there for us, and his hand is in everything we do. But we got to learn to understand what God is doing for us. Where does he want us to do? How does he want us to accomplish anything? Or what do we want to accomplish also in the Lord? A lot of us want a lot. A lot of us don't need much. Hey, I'd be happy to wake up in the morning. You know, because of the fact you didn't have to be here. You know, because I have this condition called sleep apnea, so you have to praise God that you get up in the morning. You don't want to look at it that way, but you have to. You have to keep God in prayer and keep yourself in prayer with God in order for God to sustain you and to carry you. But do we understand this? You know, a lot of people don't understand that God keeps us. A lot of people look at us like we're crazy when we tell him that. I'm going to just tell you like that there. A lot of people look at you crazy They think they doing it themselves. You're not doing it yourself. God is the creator, and God is the one that has his hand on our lives. But we have to understand that. We have to come to the conclusion that God is there with us. God is standing there with us. But how do we know? I mean, I remember that picture, the footprints in the sand. You know, and I was thinking about that. You're walking along, and there's footprints along the side of you. Whose are they? Who's guiding you? Who's walking alongside of you? Think about it. Who's always be with you? Who's been with you through thick and thin, and you don't even know it? See, that's the thing. No one even knows, because God is our silent partner. And that's what we got to understand. God don't jump up and up and down and congratulate himself when he help us. We supposed to praise him, because we supposed to understand that God is the one that's helping us. God is the one that's putting his hand in our lives. Because he pulled us out of the past. He pulled us out of the dead money grub that we used to be in. Now, if you don't understand that God's pulling you out of your past, then we need to get in our word, we need to pray a little harder, and we need to seek God to find out how do we get to where we're at today if it hadn't been for God. See, we need to get into this and to figure this out. As man, as a singular person, you need to get in there and figure this out on yourself. A lot of people can't help you. You have to help yourself to pull yourself out. You have to pray and do all this. And, you know, if you have questions, ask your, as they say, ask your spiritual leader. Ask your apostle, your bishop, your pastor. Ask a brother or sister or elder or minister of the church. Ask them if you have any questions. Because, see, a lot of people don't like to ask questions. A lot of people figure, I can figure it out. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we get ourselves in trouble trying to figure it out ourselves. Mm-hmm. But if we don't understand, let's try to get another view of this. Let's try to look at somebody who you know that has the answer for you. A lot of times we ask the wrong people. And that gets us into trouble, too. So we got to have that discernment to figure out who's the right person to talk to and to ask about our situations, or the right person to give us the right answers so far as in a biblical sense. Mm-hmm. See, we don't, how you say it, a lot of times we're too prideful.
Amen.
A lot of times we're too prideful to figure out what's going on. And see, we need to drop that pride and get involved with Jesus and let Jesus guide us and show us and pray for the discernment to understand what we need to see and where we need to be. If we don't understand where we're at, how do you understand where you're going? We need to come unto the fold of Jesus and figure these things out. And help ourselves, you know, because like the verse say, our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our little minds cannot hold his mind. So we need to be realistic and understand what's needed to be done and what we need to get into and try to prove to ourselves. I can't say prove to ourselves. I say, yes, I can. Prove to ourselves that we can do it, that we can handle and come unto it with God and walk hand in hand with him and try to come unto the realization that God is for us. He's not against us. He's for us. You know, some people take it out of context and they like to blame God for things that happen. You know, you can't blame God for things that happen in your life. A lot of times we put ourselves in different predicaments and situations. A lot of times we walk into trouble. God told us don't go that way, and we go anyway. The Spirit tell us don't do this and don't do that. We do it anyway. We block out what the Spirit is telling us. And that's on us. That's not on God. That's on us. You ever did anything and you say, oops, I shouldn't have did that? Then, see, that be the Spirit done told you don't do it anyway, and you do it anyway. See, we got to understand that God ain't going to tell us nothing wrong to do. The Spirit is never going to tell us anything wrong to do. So we need to come unto that reality that God is always going to put his best hand forward, his best foot forward. So why can't we put our best foot forward and our best hand forward to serve him? Why can't we serve him with the best we can be, the best that we have? When we was out there in the world, when we wanted to dance, we wanted to keep up with the latest dance steps. We wanted to put our best foot forward. We wanted to drink the best liquor. We wanted to have the best reefer. You wanted to have the best reefer, you know, because you figured the cheap reefer wasn't going to get you high enough, so you wanted to have the good reefer. So let's face that. You know, everybody wanted the best of what they did, so why can't you be the best that you can be in Jesus Christ? Why can't you want the best out of that? You know, when you read your Bible, why can't you have the best in the Word? Because the Word going to fill you out anyway. No matter where you at, God is going to fill you out. Things are going to happen that you ain't going to understand. Miracles happen that you don't even know are miracles in your life. See, people need to get under that, get that straight too, because it might not be for what? It might not be what you think it is. That's because we don't understand. Now, we need to understand what God is doing. We need to understand where we stand in God, where you stand in God. I need to understand where I stand in God. So we all need to step up to the plate, stand in line. If we want to make it to heaven, we need to get ourselves together. That's all I can say. We need to get ourselves together because time is short. Things are happening rapidly. The past is forgotten, but let's not live in the past. Let's not try to go backwards because we struggle too long in order for to let the devil pull you back like that. So you need to understand that we need to be in God and we need to stay in God. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is an awesome God. And that was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I tell you, stop trying to second-guess God. And how do we second-guess God? Just by doubting him. When he say he's going to do something, he's going to do it. It's not when you want it, but when he is going to do it. So just trust and know that whatever promise that God has promised you, whatever word that came through to the man or woman of God, know that it shall come to pass. Don't abort it. Don't, you know, say, well, he's not going to do it, because when you say that, you're doubting him. That's how you second guess God. Okay? So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. On Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have I'm Just Saying with Deacon Michael. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. So you know what? You can call in Monday at 3 p.m., what I'm Just Saying. You can call in Wednesdays and Thursday at 9 a.m. with Apostle Porter with time to talk about it. And you can call in on Friday night at 11 p.m. on the prayer line hosted by Elder Whitteth. And you can give your praise report. You need prayer. You can call in any one of those times and you can just go for it. Or you can send your prayer request to c7glo@aol.com, and we will be happy to put you on the prayer list because we are supposed to pray one for another, okay? And that, again, that email address is c7glo@aol.com. Now, hosted by the City of Victory with Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter, transforming to kingdom change. Our speaker is Minister Jonathan Frazier from Kissimmee, Florida. And I tell you, there is a word for you, and it's only 2 days now, so come on out. Come expecting just for God to just even move just for you. Come expecting, knowing, willing that God is going to do it for you. Whatever you need in that time, he'll give it to you. Those dates are September 18th and 19th. That's September 18th and 19th. That's Friday and Saturday at 6:30 p.m. nightly. And that time again is 6:30 p.m. nightly. Now, let me give you now where the church is at. Put in your GPS, 31325CR437, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's where the City of Victory is located at. CR437 is also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road. So again, that address is 31325CR437, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Or you can call Sister Diane for directions at 407-406-1112. I tell you, God is good. Come expecting, come believing that God is a God of second chances. And no, you need deliverance. You want to accept God in that time. I tell you, come on out. We will be happy to receive you then. For those of you that do not, and I say do not have, Apostles' latest book, The Secret of the Kingdom Within, there is, and I do mean there is at this present time, just a couple more copies left. So, come on, send your donation of $24.95 plus $2 shipping and handling to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228. Apopka, Florida, 32704. I tell you, get your book, get your book, get your book. So don't forget now, it's awesome reading, and the name of the book is The Secret of the Kingdom Within. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things have so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go
and
I can let God let him have.
Let God.
You can handle it all.